This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County will choose a new sheriff this year. Current Sheriff Christopher Schmaling has confirmed that he'll retire at the end of this year. Sheriff's Office Captain Kerry Madrigal and Racine Alderman Henry Perez have lined up to run for the job so far. Federal and local officers teamed up in Racine to make an arrest last week. A complaint says 30-year-old Thomas James was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals after they say they found suspected ecstasy pills and drug paraphernalia in his 7th Street apartment. He now faces multiple drug and bail jumping charges and was already out on bond in another case. Republican lawmakers in Madison are floating a bill to open Wisconsin roads to driverless vehicles. Their plan would create a safety board, a permit system, and rules for crashes and alcohol limits, with the aim of drawing investment and jobs in the autonomous car industry. A new pizza ranch is moving forward on Green Bay Road in Kenosha. It's a location just north of 52nd Street. The Plan Commission has approved a key permit for the more than $4 million restaurant. And Kenosha and Racine will both host St. Patrick's Day parades on the same day, Saturday, March 14th. Kenosha's Eric Olson Memorial Parade runs downtown from 50th and 7th to Library Park. Racine's 18th annual parade starts at State and Main and ends near City Hall. Both organizing committees are now accepting entries. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks fall in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks road trip out west ended in a loss, 108-104 in favor of the Nuggets. Head coach Doc Rivers on what bothered him the most about their effort on offense.
I thought our passing was horrific tonight. We had guys wide open, and the balls are down by our ankles, down. I mean, the off-target passing tonight really did us in. I thought we would have generated a ton of threes tonight, but for our passing.
So the Bucks are back in Milwaukee. They host the Timberwolves tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers cleaning out their lockers. After losing to the Bears Saturday night in Chicago, Matt LaFleur asked if he's spoken to the new team president, Ed Policy, on whether he'll be back as head coach.
We talked briefly on the plane, and there's going to be a time when we're going to get together either later tonight or tomorrow sometime.
LaFleur stressed he wants to remain in Green Bay, calling it the best job in the NFL. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad start to the work week. Mostly sunny skies, a touch breezy, high temperatures near 40 degrees. For tonight, increasing clouds and mild with lows in the lower 30s. On Tuesday, a few rain showers possible, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the mid-40s.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.